This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doing things really well, that's what we do here, if I do say so myself. I'm the DJ, I know I'm prejudiced, but I love Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and their enthusiasm for discussing the issues of the day, most of the talk here matters. Every once in a while, we get off on a toot. Speaking of toots, today is, as was earlier noted, the Ides of March. The Ides are specifically on the 15th day of, well, I kind of talk, when I get to the 15th of each month, I'll say to Jennifer, well, we're halfway through the month, Jennifer, isn't that exciting? I may make reference to the Ides of whatever months, but officially, or at least according to the Roman calendar, excuse me, the months of March, May, July, and October are the Ides. And then there are those who think the 13th day of all the other months are the Ides of the month, designed for settling debts each month in the Roman Empire. So you got a bill. You know how you, it's very interesting to see how things carry through the ages, if you will, matriculate. Because oftentimes now, when I get a bill, and maybe you ladies get a bill, when I get bills, they're due, they'll put on them due the 10th of the month, 10th or the 15th of the month. They'll put on them 15 EOM, which means the end of the month. And that's where this all came from, the Ides of March. So that's why our bills look the way they did. The thing also that happened because of the bills being due, if you didn't pay your bill back in the Roman Empire by the 15th of the month, they put you in debtor's prison. And I never, from that point to this, when people get put into jail because they can't pay their bills, I never understood that. How the hell do you pay your bill if you're in jail?
Right.
You never get out. So anyway, that's the significance other than, and also in Roman history, the end of Caesar happened around the Ides of March. And it was, you know, the old famous line. I can remember this from the movie Richard Burton. Isn't Richard Burton in that movie? About Caesar getting killed. I'm trying to remember who was in that movie. Now, there are a couple of different versions of it, but I think that was the... I think Richard Burton was in it. But then you guys don't even know who Richard Burton is, right?
He married Elizabeth Taylor, and they got divorced a million times.
Yes, they did. A couple of times, anyway. COVID fraud on the minds of lots of people as well. It should be. This thing, I know it's been vogue. We all got to talk about Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and yep. There are things going on that we need to stay on top of. But this $8 billion in COVID fraud is, is it un-American to be this cheat? Yeah, it is.
It's infuriating because I had so many friends who did everything the right way or attempted to get legitimate pay that they, yeah. For whether it was PPP loans to keep their businesses going or just filing for unemployment, which they were eligible for and got taken to the cleaners, in terms of like they got the runaround and they were denied payments or they weren't given loans. And then you see $8 billion worth of con artists who, the guy who bought the $57,000 Pokemon card.
Yeah.
I mean, he got like $87,000.
The $300,000 Ferrari the guy bought the first day he got his
$250,000 in diamonds that some guy bought. Yeah. I mean, it's infuriating. And small businesses went under because they weren't able to access these funds, and yet all these con artists were able to just swindle everybody.
So and the worst department was the ag department. Had the least amount of supervision because, frankly, Trump didn't know anything about agriculture and wasn't really that interested. And that was shown from the very beginning when he picked that flatfoot Sonny Perdue to be the guy to run the ag department. And he was nothing but a good old boy from Georgia, took care of all of his friends through the entire 4 years of Trump. this guy was the most corrupt of any of them, and it is shown in the figures that you're talking about here.
Well, remember the golf courses that got money, considered agriculture? I mean,
yeah,
it was just
right.
nuts.
We're growing
so,
grass, therefore yeah. we need to have a some money. Okay, the Chinese are, I'm confused, actually, by what the Chinese are doing and not doing, saying and not saying. They seem to be, at first, supportive of the Russians, and then they kind of backed off, and then they've now kind of gotten back into it a little bit. But the markets are showing that people are figuring out that China is sort of in the same league with Russia when it comes to this stuff, and they're resisting it. So is there something else to this? Are they backing away today? Today it's one thing, tomorrow it's another thing. The Chinese, are they talking? You got to believe that Xi is talking to
Putin. Yes, they're
Putin,
talking.
Right?
They're giving them money. They're subsidizing the costs. I mean, they're working with India to put the, I mean, India made the announcement that they're going to start buying oil at a discount from Vladimir Putin. And India is, you know, on the horn with China. So, you know, there's a very big problem here. And that is that an axis of evil is forming between China, Iran, and Russia. And the fact that we're still relying on them for pharmaceuticals and for everything else that we rely on China for, it is just, it is so short-sighted.
So what happens if we just shut the Chinese up
for so much?
If we pass a law that says nobody can buy anything in America anymore than made in China, what happens?
Yeah, good luck.
People go to
the economy tank faster. There's no possible way to tank it faster.
See, we've done this to ourselves. I'm not trying to blame anybody, but it's time to wake up. And I say this about things like Amazon. Yeah, 45 years of helping the Chinese overcome us and become more powerful, arguably, or more influential, or as influential as we are with our money. With our money. We've done it to ourselves. We've created this, and is there a lesson to be learned? And are people learning it? Or is it just, I mean, how, it's not that difficult. It doesn't take a great person, you know, it doesn't take a lot of smarts to figure out what's going on. And you still see it everywhere. And people use the excuse, well, it's made there, we can't get anywhere else.
Fortunately, most people
cheap.
Are stupid to most to some extent, and so and selfish. And so if it's not serving their immediate need, then you know.
Yeah.
And I don't even, you know, look, call it whatever it is. I see a lot of people who, there was just it's like the poll day today for me, but there was a poll that was out that asked people what they thought of Zelensky. And everybody loves Zelensky, right? 90% approval rating. Everybody in this country loves him. We've all been taken with his courage and his bravery. Okay. So then the next question was, if America was invaded, would you be willing to fight? And that is a much lower answer. Well below 50% of Americans are actually willing to fight for this country. Just stupid
fight,
people
fight, does
are,
that mean pick up arms and start shooting?
This is the best country on earth, and you better be ready to fight for it. If not,
well,
truly,
what does
get
it mean
out.
To fight for it, though? What do you, what's the,
well, I think what Jen's saying,
it means for Ukraine.
Like the Ukrainians who are taking up guns, who they, you know,
they
you
have
people
to
who've
fight.
Never been soldiers before.
Mm-hmm.
They're,
mm-hmm.
they're doing everything they can to keep Russia, you know, at bay. So that is surprising, though, Jen. I would have thought, especially now with everyone seeing the Ukrainians fighting and everyone praising their bravery, I'm surprised that that number is so low.
I bought a BB gun. I'm ready. Last weekend, I bought a BB gun.
So if any Russian turkeys enter your backyard, you can take them out.
Watch out.
And look out for them. Actually, would you, what about women? Are women in this category, or is it just men? Who
I would
are we
fight
talking
for this
about
country.
Here?
If I had to fight,
I'd, if I had
fight.
A gun, I'd go. I'd get a gun. You've got guns. What about you, Victoria? Get a gun.
My fight, flight, or freeze is more of the freeze category. So I'd probably be the one crawling underneath the table. I'll just be honest. I'm not a fighter.
No, it's all right. Yeah, you can be honest. We can buy. I want you to be honest. That's why you're here. And anyway, I think that it's something else to think about as we look at what our country is doing and becoming. When I saw this, I thought to myself, here we go again. The IRS this week announced plans to hire 10,000 new workers. They say that they want these workers to help reduce the massive backlog that the government says will make the tax season the most challenging in history. They released a plan to work down the tens of millions of filings, speeding up the slow hiring process, relying more on automated processes to, I don't even begin to understand. My tax return is like a telephone book. How is that read by a machine?
It probably gets scanned, right? So there are certain fields that get populated in a computer program so that everything is in there. But then it takes, I would assume it takes a person to go through everything, right?
And I would have thought. There's 20 million tax returns right now for this year that haven't been looked at, and we're only in March.
Right.
So what is that? Have you, anybody filed for a refund and gotten it yet? I'm going to guess the answer is no.
We're not getting a refund, so.
You're not.
We haven't filed yet.
And what about you, Jay? Have you?
No, we don't get one either.
You don't get one? Jennifer, you getting one?
I don't know. I haven't filed yet, but who knows? I'll do it. It'll get there.
It takes a long time. I put a lot of work and time into it because I think that it's important to do it accurately and right. But I will tell you that this is a smokescreen for not necessarily just getting all the old. They say it's to take care of the people that have filed, but don't you worry. They're going to have people in there that are going to go sloshing around trying to find, you know, the bad guys that don't pay all of their taxes. And, you know, there are people who do cheat.
Of course. And the problem, though, is that most people, and it's a vast majority of people who cheat on their taxes, are in the over $1 million category. And that's actually the lowest number of audits. I was just reading a study on this yesterday that it's the lowest number of audits in that category now that we've had in 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. So the people who are committing the crimes are actually going, they're going free. They're not getting busted, but they're going to start audit, you know, they're auditing people who, you know, are off by $1,000 or, you know, minimal amounts that don't add up to jail time or anything like that.
But as I've said,
the middle class gets squeezed and, you know,
the farmers who make under $500,000 a year are the ones who get screwed over by the new food requirements. The big companies, they ignore it. So, you know, that's what you get. And a lot of that sort of thing is part and parcel of the way business is done these days, which is pretty sad. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I need 4 more of the biscuit canitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and with short staff, let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. Tom Brady is retiring. Not so fast. And so his wife wants to talk about that, so we'll find out what she has to say. And what the guy who paid $500,000 for the football that was used by Tom Brady, supposedly, in his last pass. Oh, wait a minute. Is that still? He paid $500,000, and then the next day, Brady says, well, maybe I won't retire. So we'll put those pieces together in a moment after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, let's find out what's going on. Jay Kirshner in charge of the trending items on social media. So what does Giselle say about her husband going back into the football leagues, as it were? Going back to Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah. The women in Tom Brady's life are very supportive. Giselle, his wife, commented on Brady's Instagram post, and she said, here we go again. Let's go, Lovey. Let's go, Bucks. His former girlfriend, Bridget Moynihan, who he shared a child with, she even tweeted to him saying, "Thank God I had no idea what I was going to do with my Sundays," and congratulated him, adding that she's so proud of him as well.
They've come a long way. Man, that was a contentious breakup.
Yeah. It was, but they've been smart about it, and that's good. Okay, so speaking of this, have we all gotten wrapped around the best sport, and that's baseball? Everybody started spring training. Everybody's got high hopes. The teams are starting this week to play. Almost like scrimmages,
April 7th,
right?
I think, is the new opening day.
New opening day. So now, but starting this week, all the stations that do, I think it's fun to listen. The two guys that do the Boston Red Sox are a great team. And for whatever the reason, over the years, the Red Sox broadcasters have always been wonderful. The New York Yankee broadcasters, Mel Allen, guys like that. The Dodgers with Vin Scully. There have been a series, Kurt Gowdy with the Red Sox way back when I was a kid. But some of these broadcasts just add something to the flavor of springtime. You know it's spring when you start hearing those voices. You know? It really is. And so down in Florida this past weekend, I noticed a lot of activity in the areas. You know, there was a lot of focus in the local news media about the teams all being back and getting. I don't know what they got, though. Does anybody know what really what was the resolve of it? What did they end up getting, the players?
I don't know. There was a whole list of stuff that they had to hash out. I don't follow baseball, so I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that they got. They never get what they want to get. So you always wonder sometimes why.
Pay raises and stuff, right,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but then when they were gone for a week and they didn't get paid, so how do they make that up is the question. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are 4 other bakeries within 5 blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store. And
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As peace talks are taking place between Ukrainian and Russian officials, so do Russian bombs against civilian targets in Ukraine. President Zelensky is scheduled to talk to both houses of Congress on Wednesday. Former President Zelensky press secretary Julia Mendel on MSNBC tells us what we might hear him say.
He will be explaining the needs that Ukraine is extremely expecting these days.
The prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia will visit Kyiv on Tuesday to meet with President Zelensky and convey the European Union's unequivocal support for Ukraine. D.C. police early Tuesday morning arrested the person they say is responsible for attacking homeless people in D.C. and New York City. More information would be forthcoming. Officials said the acts looked premeditated and that there was little to no interaction between the shooter and the victims. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As President Biden continues to be one of the least liked presidents in American history, one lawmaker is claiming Biden gets zero respect from our adversaries and the driving force behind the world in turmoil. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin on Newsmax.
Well, I certainly agree with the former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates under Obama, who said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every major foreign policy issue for the last 4 decades, and his string continues. The weakness that President Biden has conveyed to our enemies has emboldened them. And, you know, Ronald Reagan said that you achieve peace through strength. It's way more than military strength. You need economic strength. We've been weakened because of all the deficit spending, record high inflation, open borders, the embarrassing and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan. But remember, President Biden laid out his number one goal is to unify and heal this nation. He's done the exact opposite. And that's where American weakness begins. Is we are disunified, and it is the left that continues to divide us.
Britain's top court on Monday refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the United States to face spying charges. The court said it refused because the case didn't raise any arguable points of law. If convicted, Assange lawyers say he could face 175 years in jail. U.S. oil value fell on Monday. Even with the decline, Brent oil is still up more than 30% for the year. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour on the Tuesday, March 15th DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner celebrating daylight savings time. Wasn't it fun, ladies? Did you have a good time this weekend having fun Sunday morning getting up bright early?
Still rolling on.
I did. Keep it rolling, rolling, rolling. I love listening to Victoria. All right, so the business about baseball, what I forget to mention, we were talking about all the teams coming back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, if you are unvaxxed, whatever team you play for, if you want to play in Montreal or Toronto, you can forget about it. Am I right? That seems to be the Canadians are saying, if your players are not vaccinated, don't bother sending them up because they can't play.
Interesting.
I'll let them into the country, even. Right? Yeah. That seems to be
I
what
think
the...
For, I think here, didn't they, and I could be wrong, but I thought that they lifted the COVID restrictions for baseball. Didn't
here,
they do that already?
Here in America, you mean?
Here in America, yeah, I think they did.
I think you're. Yeah, I think you're right about that. But it's interesting how it is showing up, you know, elsewhere, if you will. Yep. What's come to be known as the Great Resignation? We're talking still about COVID, the impact that COVID is having. Actually, there are some who think the Ukraine disturbance is going to start or recreate a problem with COVID as people who may have been exposed to it, get on trains and get out of there, could spread a whole new, I don't want to think that. The Chinese have got their own problems with that. And, you know, I don't want to say I don't feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for the people that get it, but they're all grousing around, oh, we've got all these problems. Well, you created them, you flunkers. And so, you're getting a piece of your own action. But I didn't, you know, they said there were only, a couple of hundred people that died earlier on when we know there was 4 or 5 million Chinese at least that died of COVID.
Yeah, they said 4,000 people have died in China.
Baloney. Exactly. So, anyway.
They can just tell by the number of, and just to disprove that, they can already tell by the number of cell phones that are still, that are not in service anymore. So, right there, everyone has a cell phone. Yeah, it's a very easy way to figure out who's not around anymore.
Ah, wow, I didn't think about that. Yeah, okay. So, with COVID, the nation's attitude toward work has changed. We've worked from home this is not anything new to me. I've been working from home for decades.
And you're in your bathroom for decades.
Yes, right. The bathrobe.
Bathroom.
Don't do this program out of a bathroom. But thanks anyway, Victoria.
Bathroom.
You look around and you see not only the number of people who are not in jobs and wondering still where they all went, but then the fact that, is it millennials or the... What's Generation Z is what's under millennials, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that group, and even millennials too, the quit rate among that group is much higher than those who are older. There's a Pew Research study that's out this week suggesting low pay, lack of opportunity, and feeling disrespected at work are reasons that Americans are quitting their jobs. And, you know, I was one of the things Ken Kronos and I were talking about yesterday in his office as I was having my physical, how hard he's an independent, he's not associated with any hospital. He has hospital privileges, but he has an independent clinic that he runs on his own. And his staff, he's got about 22 people on the staff there. And for a long, long time, they were all, you know, people had stayed there. And now I've seen in the last, this is the first time in 2 years that I've been down to his office, but there was a lot of change. And he was telling me how difficult it is to find people who have the medical background that's necessary to either be a physician's assistant or his assistant working with the patients to get everything set up. So when Ken goes in, he has all the information he needs and he can actually spend the time, quality time, with the people that need to know what's going on in their bodies.
We definitely need more PAs, physician assistants. Yeah. They've got 2 years of medical school. They can write prescriptions. They're most private practices now, and there are several that I've belonged to. I'm in New Jersey, in the New York, New Jersey area. You know, you don't really see a doctor. You just see a physician assistant.
Yeah, PA. Yeah,
so you just, and they have like a slew of PAs that are under one, like, sort of overall medical license. And so that's kind of how a lot of family medicine is practiced now. So it sounds like Ken is sort of doing a similar thing, although he's a specialist as a cardiologist.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Multi-platform for a lot of these offices, but Ken just focuses on cardiology.
Yeah.
Although most of the people that go in there, like I do, we get a physical. Because he has all the equipment in there to go through your body from
it's
top
great.
To bottom.
It's amazing to have that kind of technology and to have the information that he can give you. That's you're really lucky because very few people get that level of a workup.
Right. Plus the time, it's good and bad because he spends so much time with everybody. He'll stay into the office 10, 9, 10 o'clock with patients who come in there. He'll make appointments for patients in the evening because it's easier for them. But I know when I left there at 4:30 yesterday afternoon, there was somebody who had an appointment for 1:30 they hadn't gotten to yet. And,
oh, wow.
You know, that's, yeah.
Jeez. Oh, that's tough.
He can blame it on me, I suppose, as much as anything else. But he had a couple of people in before me, and he just spends a lot of time. But they need this, you know, they some days it's different than others. Some days you can go through depending on what the problems are. You know, you don't really know. If you're doing a thorough exam of somebody, and there's a lot of, they come in and they get this test and that test and whatever, and it comes as you're going through it, and they're there for a consultation, and he sees something that is a concern, he's not going to just say, come back tomorrow.
Yeah,
he's
and you're not seeing through. Ken because you have the sniffles. I mean, you're there for a heart reason, and you don't want a drive-by visit from your doctor. You want a really thorough conversation.
And that's the problem with most doctors today. That's a great description. They are drive-by doctors. They get 20 minutes. That's what they get paid for by the insurance companies. So you get 20 minutes with them. And Ken easily spends, with me, 2.5 hours. He usually go through all of the stuff that's there that comes from the various tests, and we still didn't have time to finish it all. I mean, we do because we're friends. We get involved in other conversations while, you know, we're going through the exam. But still, I mean, he's all business, and he wants people to know what's going on in their bodies. And that's something that is very difficult to find. You're right about that. So meanwhile, back to the people quitting their jobs. Well, I was saying that because there are people in that office that have come and gone, and you know, they, some of the younger kids, they just quit. They may not like the day or something. I don't understand that. I don't understand that thinking, but that's just me. People who do not have a 4-year college degree are more likely than those with a bachelor's degree or more education to say that the pandemic played a role in their decision to quit their jobs. Well, child care was a big issue, right? For a lot of women specifically.
Yep.
With younger children in the household, then, you know, the other stuff. But the other things are not new. People always bitch about how much they get paid. They're always concerned about, well, can I go up the next rung on the ladder here, or do I have to go someplace else? And, you know, I think that's why Amazon has run the ads that they have, because they're trying to get people from all walks of life. We'll pay for school. You can work whenever you want, you know, that sort of stuff. You've got to be a big company to be able to do that. And then one wonders whether the big companies are getting the benefit of the hires. Are the people going to work for the big companies better than those who are working for the smaller companies? I find in my circle, people would rather work for a smaller company than a bigger company. Look at us, the three of you. You know, this is a small radio production company, and you're all here. So is it better to be here? Some days probably yes, some days maybe not.
I can't complain about the commute because I just walk from the bedroom into the office,
that's it, in my home office. Yeah, right, exactly. And that's the way, you know, that's the way a lot of radio and a lot of business is being done now. Although more and more, I know with my friends here in town that are running the new mayor and his administration, bringing people back who have abused. There are many departments in town that had no supervision, people working 3 or 4 hours a day, maybe, at best, and they've all resisted coming back, and the chief operating officer says, okay, you either come back or you go find another job, because we want you back, you're supposed to be here doing your job, and we all know, because he was a department head before, and he was very strict on the people his work, but other department heads, people came and went as they wanted to for 2 years. So, I mean, it's the same thing with teachers. We all heard those stories about the dedicated teachers who did their job and the others who didn't, you know, okay, so we're going to maybe have some classes today and maybe we aren't going to have some classes today. And as a result of that, the youngsters in America have suffered greatly in terms of educational opportunities. I think it's a horror show. When you look at where some of the kids are today with
regard to their learning. Well, it widens the gap of... you know, of kids who, you know, are in a higher socioeconomic situation versus a lower. And it just, you know, the kids who go to private school, the private schools did really well, and those kids are advancing really well. And then the kids who, you know, had internet connectivity issues, or they, you know, were relying on schools for meals and things like that, those kids, I mean, the gap really has practically doubled. It's horrible for younger kids who are in the public school system, especially in some of the bad public schools, which we have a lot of them in America.
Yep,
and
sure do.
Unfortunately, those kids are just the ones who are suffering. And then you have to think about, you have to think further ahead, 10, 15 years from now, what is our workforce going to look like?
Well, that's the point, exactly.
What's the level of education going to be?
Right. All right, don't forget about the big deal that's starting tomorrow they're going to have for this week at Calatrin. Because it's St. Patrick's Day, you have a Lucky 7 sale going on. Save $7 on every bottle of Calatrin. So lose that weight, keep it off the natural way. You lose the weight, save $21 on a bottle, on a three-pack, if you will, and you get 2 months free. Check it all out at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV when you check out.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all
but
right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
I'll quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watched this movie the other night, as a matter of fact. I haven't seen it for a long time. This is the theme from Delta Force, one of the great Golden Globus Hammond Eggers. It was very popular. It was as corny as the day was long. Lee Marvin. But it had a big cast, Chucker. I was just talking to people on the air. Huge cast.
The reason we play that is we missed. Chuck Norris turned 82 late last week, and when I saw that on the internet, I got to be honest, it was sort of like I was taken back. It's almost hard to believe that Chuck Norris
82.
Is 82 years old. He hit big with the CBS TV series Walker, Texas Ranger, but I remember, you know, as a kid, I used to go to all his movies as a teenager. I remember Breaker was the first one. Not a great movie, but Delta Force.
None of them were Chuck great Norris movies. Film.
Yeah. Well, he did a few. Listen, Lone Wolf McQuade was really good. Coda Silence was really good. As a B movie, did a movie called Silent Rage, which I'm a big fan of. But I just think he had a really good connection. Like a lot of those action stars, you're not going to argue that they're amazing actors, but he had a likability. he knew what he was. He was able to connect with his audience, and he was a pretty good martial artist. So Chuck Norris turned 82, and I won. Yeah, that did have a really good cast, and that was Lee Marvin's last film. They wanted Charles Bronson, actually. But he, for some reason, they weren't able to sign him, and they cast Lee Marvin. But that was a nice pairing, Chuck Norris.
Lee Marvin was like a lot of the stars of the day, John Wayne, Richard Boone. These guys lived, they all would go out together. They'd go to Mexico for the weekend. They wouldn't sleep. They'd drink. They'd chase women around. And Marvin died at 63 of a heart attack.
Did he really? Okay.
He was rough.
He looked older than 63, though.
He sure did. Yeah.
He really did. But he was fantastic. Another birthday we missed, I want to point out, Billy Crystal turned 74 years old. Yesterday, wow. Started on the sitcom Soap, which I still think is one of the iconic, all-time great sitcoms that aired on ABC in the late 1970s. Hit big in film with When Harry Met Sally. My favorite Billy Crystal movie, easily, is City Slickers from 1989.
That's so good.
Perfect movie.
He was in what's his face, one of the Hines. Gregory Hines. That was the Chicago cop movie.
Running
Scared. That was a very good movie.
I'll tell you another story about that film off the top of my head. That movie was a hit. I remember back in the day, the only time I ever flew first class on an airplane, I sat across from Gregory Hines and had a stomach virus. It was a horrible story. But anyway.
good to know.
Paul Newman and Gene Hackman were originally attached to that movie, and then the deals couldn't be worked out, and they wound up bringing in Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a pretty good entertaining
movie. Yeah, it was very good.
Yep.
So, humor me, because I wasn't here yesterday. How'd the box office go for the weekend?
The Batman was number one again. It actually, I was telling Victoria, it held up really well week to week, only a 51% drop off of a $130 million opening weekend. So that movie is selling the majority of ticket sales. But the other movies like Uncharted did well, Dog did well. Nothing really entered the marketplace that was new. So the movies that were in theaters held up very well. That is a good sign. Here's an interesting article I read. This new movie, The Adam Project, which is a Ryan Reynolds movie, a time travel film that's a homage to 80s movies, that's on Netflix. It was their number one movie over the weekend. And although Netflix advertises their network, their streaming network, running Super Bowl commercials, they don't advertise individual movies. And the only way people find out, for the most part, about what's playing is the top 10 scroll of when you turn on the streamer. And they'll say number one today, Adam Project. That's how people gain an interest. But when I read that, I said to myself, how is any of these movies ever going to have a legacy generationally, if that's the only way they do it?
It's all about money, Chucker. They don't give a damn about anything except the money. That's it. You know, they just don't. That's the way it's shaping up.
But here's my point. In 1993, the greatest experience I've always had in a movie theater was Jurassic Park in New York City, Manhattan, at the Ziegfeld, which is the largest single-screen theater in the country at the time, 1,150 seats. It was sold out. It was an amazing experience. I'll never forget it. People are going to say, oh, I saw this movie on Netflix. What a great, the comparison's not going to be anywhere the equal.
No.
And I just say to myself, like, the legacy of film going forward with just streaming content is going to be a very different animal.
Jamie Lee Curtis says she's not going to suck in her stomach anymore. She says every muscle I had, I used to clench to hide the reality. She's not doing that anymore. She's in a new movie, I think, right?
She's an interesting person. Very open personality.
Yeah. No, I think she's 63 years old and wants to look her age. Yeah, take that away from her. All right, Chucker. Good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, our movie moments on the DJV show.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.